On this episode of Still Loading, a hidden gem. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to this new episode of Still Loading. I'm talking today about a little hidden gem I found for the Nintendo Entertainment System called The Conquest of the Crystal Palace. It's been getting a little bit more traction as of late, but generally not a lot of people have heard of this. This game was developed, at least published, I'd have to look a little bit more into it, but by the Asmik Corporation of America, and of course released on the Nintendo. So as per usual, let's dive into the box here and see what the artwork has in store for us. First thing I see right off the bat, a big purple dude with a gigantic sword and a fancy shiny armor. It's pretty awesome looking, actually. And then it looks like a Native American kid, which it's probably not, but that's kind of like what his outfit. Oh, he's got like metal pipes on his boots. It's weird. But he's got an interesting, like, it's got like a tan kind of outfit. Looks like leather almost. And then he's got like metal armor on his like wrist guards and stuff like that. And he's got this robotic looking dog. Oh, I know for a fact a kid's not Native American. The whole game seems very Chinese feeling, like a lot of the music. I could be way off with that. I apologize if I'm nowhere even close. But, alright, so yeah, I mean, it's pretty much all you see is like this giant purple man busting through the frame, which is a wall on the box, and you're fighting him. So the back of the box says, "Return to the once beautiful Crystal Palace, where your father's kingdom was brutally overthrown, by Zaras, king of the Infernal Plateau. Call upon your guardian dog, Zap, and battle your way through the peaks of Mount Crystal. Find Kim, the Astromart. She will help you along your way with tools and food needed to make this awesome journey." That's honestly pretty much the story. Like, the beginning of the game, you are basically your dog, Zap, turns into, like, this thing. I forget what exactly. It wasn't quite a god, but it was like a guardian type of thing. And he says, like, you know, years ago you were a baby, and Zaras attacked your kingdom, and your father died protecting it, and I had to take you away. But now you're old enough. Now's the time. Now the time has come for you to go and reclaim your kingdom. So that's pretty much what the game is about. It's a side-scrolling action platformer, kind of in the vein of Ninja Gaiden, but I would say maybe not quite. It might be tough. I don't know. I could not beat the first level. I died like 3 or 4 times. I gave it an actual try instead of like, all right, this is boring. I'd probably play this again. I know that's kind of giving a little bit away for the review, but honestly, it was a pretty solid platformer. The jump mechanics were pretty, like, the controls were pretty awesome. Mechanics, I would say, were a little loose only because the jump, like, as soon as you let go of the jump, you drop. As soon as you attack, you drop like a rock. Like, there's nothing in between with that. But the attacking is satisfying. You pick up money from dead enemies, which then you can go to Kim, as I mentioned in the back of the box, who is the Astromart, which is pretty much a shop. And you can just buy different upgrades. So some of the upgrades I saw in there, get a boomerang weapon, you can get spring boots, which make you jump higher, you can be able to handle fire. You know, you can increase your health. This is where you can heal yourself, you can get extra lives, you can buy something that'll permanently increase your health, stuff like that. Overall, it was fun. It was a ton of fun. And since we're on the shop still, I gotta say, the music is fantastic. Like, the game music itself is good, but the shop music, it was stuck in my head for like hours afterwards. It's so catchy. It's really like happy Nintendo music. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's, I might try to, if I can find a sample, I'll throw it in here real quick. But yeah, the music's fantastic. So the gameplay, you pretty much fight skeletons, you fight bats or birds. A lot of it's very Ninja Gaiden-esque. You get a lot of birds. There's a couple like environmental hazards, like waterfalls that for some reason fall at a rhythm, so you have to go through at the right time. Boulders that fall down, and you have to dodge them. The gameplay overall is really fair. There's a decent amount of checkpoints that you can hit. I'm still horrible at it. I'm going to have to keep playing it and trying it, but the game is pretty fair. If you die, you get 3 lives, and then I believe there's unlimited continues, but I haven't beat the first level, so I don't know exactly where it's going to go, but I do think it's funny. And speaking of continues, the back of the box has these selling points, quote unquote. These tasks are much to be accomplished if you wish to. Things that are selling points: gigantic main enemies. The sprites are actually pretty beautiful, like really expressive. Your character looks very anime-ish and in a good way, like very expressive. His eyes are big. You get a lot of emotion from him. Advanced arcade style graphics. And yeah, the graphics are pretty solid for an NES game. Fantastic play control, once again, I agree. Awesome music, yes. A continue feature, and my favorite, incredible mid-air movement. Alright, that's the selling point for you. This game was released in 89. I should have probably said that earlier, but you know what? I'm a disorganized mess, and I don't know why anyone listens to me. So, I don't know why I'm even mentioning that. Anyway, let's see what else the box has in the back. Step into the realm of the Guardian, the walkway to impending doom. Acid rain is forecasted by QNN. Oh yeah, in the shop sometimes. QNN, I guess, is their news radio, or news network, if you want to think about it. And it's really weird. I was in the shop, it's like, there's a news report, would you like to see it? And it literally just gives you an update of what's happening in the story at that exact moment. Kind of weird, but kind of awesome at the same time. It kind of builds the world a little bit. It's very fun and playful. So keep your eyes on the road ahead. Beware, you will fight the biggest, meanest enemies ever seen on the NES. Investigate the lair of hungry ghosts. Gather special weaponry and gold. Enter the gateway of flame. Look out. Look out. The pathway has disappeared, and there's only a moment between you and a sea of lava. Yeah, they're falling platforms in this, which are actually kind of like, I did it by accident the first time I was playing. I'm going across the screen and they have like these like purple banshee looking things that jump up and down, and it's kind of hard to like, especially like depending on where you're at on the screen. There's one specific, or before I get to that, and he was jumping at me. I had nowhere to go. To the right was death, to the left I would have run into him, but he was like, I was tall enough that he would hit me on his, you know, jump in. So luckily the platform fell though, so as it was falling I dodged it and I was able to jump before I completely fell off the screen, which was kind of a cool thing. Like, I don't know, I always like it when games kind of mess with your head a little bit like that. Like Mario does it all the time with the falling like logs and stuff like that. That's still one of my favorite parts of old platformers, where they kind of like take you out of your comfort zone with that. I don't know, it's a weird mechanic, but I really enjoy it because it makes you a little bit more nervous because you think you're about to die. But one of the other parts that frustrated the hell out of me though in this game was, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of, like I said before, this is very Ninja Gaiden-esque, but I was I was progressing across the screen, and there's a gap that you have to jump over. Problem is, as soon as you land on the other side, that's where one of those jumping banshees are. And it doesn't spawn, and you can't, the only way to make it spawn beforehand is to literally jump midway across the gap and, you know, hold back to the left to make your character get back to the side you started on, and that way it'll spawn the enemy and then you can just jump across. It's a little difficult because he still lands like at a really awkward spot on the other side, so you have to like spawn him, wait, figure out where he's going to land, kill him, and then jump over, but it's still, like, you get hit. Thankfully, they give the Kim Marts that we were talking about before, there's tons of them. I found, like, two or three in the first level alone, and they give you different upgrades depending on which one you're at. Only downside is that when you die, I don't mean continue, I mean to lose one life, a lot of the upgrades you picked up are just gone. So you have to basically be super careful. Like, you almost don't want to spend a lot of money on those upgrades, because if you die, they're all gone, and your money's useless at that point. So there's a little bit of strategy involved with it. From what I can see, it looks like the final boss is that giant purple thing. Like, if you look on the, you can probably look up like stills on the back of the box, but they have like a picture of the sprite, and it takes up almost the full freaking screen. It looks pretty awesome, actually. So that looks like that would be the final boss. Alright, so that pretty much covers the gameplay and the box and a little bit of the music. Let's go last bit, the instruction manual. Let's see what the instruction manual says, because as we've seen with the other games in this 40 for 40 series, the instruction manual sometimes tells a much different story than what the back of the box says. The story. 15 years ago, the Crystal Palace was a thriving kingdom. The people of the Crystal Palace prospered, and all things great and small were treated equal. During this time lived a kind and gentle ruler who encouraged most the people to be honest and fair. His name was Breetor was famous throughout the world for his achievements. The king's wife, Queen Zyla, gave birth to a son. His name was Prince Farron. By the way, that's your character's name. Tales of this kingdom spread far and near, and the people soon flocked to the Crystal Palace seeking citizenship. The kingdom of the Crystal Palace became very populated with people of all races. One day, a Dissonian man was telling a group of people about the Crystal Palace. Zaras, an evil war spirit of the East, became interested in the story. Zaras was a terrible war spirit of the 20th century with great power. Zaras was capable of taking any shape or form and was thought to be indestructible. Zaras appeared one day and simulated an army of evil guardians who eventually took control of the Crystal Palace. King Breetor was eliminated in a flash, and so was Queen Zyla. The people of the Crystal Palace were transported to the stars in areas of the sky not seen before. Eventually, there were only two people left for Zaras to deal with, Prince Farron and Zapolis, the palace guardian keeper. I was right, Zap, the dog, is your guardian. Farron was transformed into a 6-month-old baby, and Zapolis was turned into a dog. Farron called him Zap. The Crystal Palace became an evil lair of mazes and chambers, filled with goons and henchmen of Zaras' imagination. Zap watched over Farron and ensured his safety. When Farron turned 15 years old, he and Zap set out for the Crystal Palace. Their goal and your challenge is to restore peace and unity once felt by the people before the conquest of the Crystal Palace. Honestly, that's pretty awesome. For an NES story, I'm not complaining one bit at all. I will say it's another one, like a lot of old games, a lot of the, like, you need to kind of read the manual for this, not just for the story, but I got a bunch of power-ups and I could not figure out how to use it, and I had to read the manual in order to figure out. My biggest complaint with this is the power-up system. So you can use your guardian dog Zap, and to do that you hold down and you press A. It's a really weird thing, because A is also jump. So I mean, I guess it's kind of intuitive, because you don't really press down when you jump, just on instinct. But why couldn't select be that? It's not used at all. It would make a lot more sense to me. Yeah, to call your guardian dog Zap, press the down arrow on your control pad. While holding down, press the A button to move the white cursor underneath the dog and release the down arrow on your control pad. So that's how you, you hold down and then you just press A a bunch of times, and you basically, out of all the power-ups, it chooses one of them, and that's what you get. Some of the other things that you can, and that's what you get. Some of the items that you can get: dog whistle, a moon mirror, main weapon, the sword. Let's see, a figurine for extra lives. The nuker, which I was not able to see. I was able to see the boomerang, but I didn't get to use it because I kept dying before I could really have a chance to use it. And the only real characters in this are Farron, you know, Zap, the dog, and then Kim, the shop owner. Pretty much, and then they give you a little rundown of all the different enemies and levels, and then the notes section, of course. So, alright, well, that pretty much wraps up the episode. I'm sorry again for a short one. It's very hard for me to find, I really need to find a permanent co-host, because I think I'm doing better with these solos, but I really like just having a conversation, and I would assume you guys would too. Once again, looking for feedback. If you actually like these solo ones, give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. You can follow me as usual on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at StillLoadingPod on the three of them. You can email me at StillLoadingContact@gmail.com for any kind of feedback, once again, or any comments, suggestions, and that kind of thing. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe my show on iTunes, as well as any other podcasting app that you use. I'm just looking to get more notice. So thank you all again for listening, and I will see you next time.